Now we turn to upcoming events that are happening this summer, not just in the Triangle area, but all over the state of North Carolina. It's running season, it's summer activity season, and that means it is time for the 13th season of Ramblin' Rose Triathlons. RamblinRoseEvents.com is the website. This is triathlons for women, right, specifically?
It is.
And we're joined here in the studio by Jen Cox from the Event Lab to talk about Ramblin' Rose Triathlons. Conversation sponsored by Ramblin' Rose. Jen, thanks for being with us here in the studio today.
Thanks for having me.
So, 13th season of Ramblin' Rose, what exactly does it entail?
Ramblin' Rose is a women's only triathlon, and it's all about women's empowerment. So, it's a beginner's triathlon, it's a super sprint, it's going to be 225 yard swim, it's about an 8 mile bike, and it's a 2 mile run. And it's an incredible event to be a part of in a series. We have women that are making a lifestyle change, and we have women that are sponsored athletes that come out, and everyone cheers each other along. So it's wonderful.
That's awesome. What is your role in it?
So my role, I work for the Event Lab, and we help our clients with sponsorship sales. And then I have been involved with Ramblin' Rose in the past, for the past 5 years. So I actually am one of the announcers, and I like
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I like to bring the women across the finish line and get them just really excited at the beginning of the race, but then also cheering them on for their huge accomplishment that they had. Yeah.
How did you get involved with them in the first place?
So I originally, before this job with the Event Lab, I worked for Endurance Magazine, and Endurance Magazine owned Ramblin' Rose. And now Ramblin' Rose is actually owned by a new company. So the series is growing and in great hands. So that's how the involvement started.
Awesome. Speaking with Jen Cox, we're talking about Ramblin' Rose Triathlons. There's one coming up in Raleigh on June 10th. There's another one in Chapel Hill on October 7th. But these are happening all across the state throughout the year, right?
They are. So our series begins in South Charlotte on June 3rd. But definitely for the audience that we're talking to today, Raleigh is a great opportunity. And it's an awesome opportunity to race with your mother and daughter or your grandmother. So we've definitely had multiple generations come out and have a really good race. So if you've never done a triathlon, it's a great place to start. If you've done triathlons before, it's also a great place to have your training races and get you ready for any other race you have.
I love the idea of a triathlon for just people starting out in it, because
Oh, yeah.
You think about a triathlon, it's the most daunting thing to think about. Like, you're running a marathon, sure, but that's the third thing you do after you do swimming forever and then biking forever. But this
Yes.
is doable for anyone, I think.
Yes, it,
yeah.
It truly is. A lot of people will be intimidated by the swim. That's a common thing, but there's some great training programs out there. One of the beneficiaries is Try It for Life, and they have a great training program as well. So you can definitely get your girlfriends together and, you know, tackle something that may seem out of reach, but it really truly is not.
So you mentioned beneficiaries. Who does benefit from this?
Yeah, so Try It for Life is one of them. We have the YMCA We Build People campaign, and
awesome.
That's going to be, yep, that's going to be our Raleigh beneficiary. And then for Chapel Hill, we have Girls on the Run of the Triangle. So, and then each race, if you go to the website, RamblinRoseEvents.com, you learn a little bit more about the beneficiaries at each venue.
Is it a different beneficiary for each individual?
It is, yes.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. How many people participate in this?
So it varies on the venue. It ranges from 500 triathletes to, you know, 800 triathletes.
Wow.
Typically, it's about 3,500 women to 4,000 women each year.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So the one in Chapel Hill is going to be in October. Do you know, like, where it's going to be? Like, what the what the route is for all
so
of these?
So that's at the Wellness Center.
Okay.
So the swim is indoors at the pool
at the
there.
Pool, yep.
And then the course for the bike and the run is, you know, all throughout Meadowmont and Chapel Hill.
Cool.
It's a good course. I've done that race
yeah,
before.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite part about the whole thing?
I think my favorite part is truly seeing women empowering other women, no matter what kind of athletic skill level they have. I also like seeing the husbands coming out and the kiddos coming out, too, and cheering on their mom. And it's just an awesome opportunity for maybe someone that is so focused on the family and the mom, you know, part of her life, that she gets to go out and race and just have a morning that's just for her and her friends.
Awesome. Again, speaking with Jen Cox from the Event Lab, RamblinRoseEvents.com is the website to get more information, and that's Ramblin' without a G at the end, Ramblin' Rose.
Ramblin', yes.
RamblinRoseEvents.com, so go there and find out more. What else do people need to know? How can people get signed up? Other than going to the website, what else do people need to do or go or see?
The first part is the website, okay. Definitely, but other people need to know that you don't have to be an expert triathlete to get involved with Ramblin' Rose. Again, it's a really great beginner triathlon. So if you're listening and you're like, oh, I don't know if I can do that, I don't have all the equipment, yes, you absolutely can. So go borrow a bike, get a swimsuit, and you're on your way.
There you go. RamblinRoseEvents.com is the website. Get more information there. First one is in South Charlotte on June 3rd, but mark your calendars for June 10th. That yes. one's in Raleigh, October 7th in Chapel Hill. That one's over at the UNC Wellness Centers at Meadowmont. Jen Cox, thank you so much.
Thank you.